Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ngayong Australia Day, daan-daan o mahigit sa 1,000 Australiano na naman ang kikilalanin at bibigyang parangal sa 2020 Australia Day Honours List sa kanilang mga natatanging serbisyo at nagawa para sa komunidad sa iba't ibang hanay ng ating lipunan dito sa Australia. At ngayong umaga, kikilalanin natin at alamin kung ano ang kanyang naging kontribusyon upang siya ay mapabilang sa mga ginawaran ng Medal of the Order of Australia o OAM sa General Division noong nakaraang taong 2019. We have in the program Rachel Alamil Besant, OAM, mula pa yan sa Launceston, Tasmania. Magandang umaga, Rachel.
Magandang umaga. Good morning, everybody.
Yes.
And I am so delighted to be in your program. I'm invited to talk about my charity.
Simulan natin. Unang-una, ano ang iyong naging reaksyon nang malaman mo na isa ka sa mga tatanggap ng Medal of the Order of Australia o OAM bilang bahagi ng 2019 Australia Day Honours List? Yan ay nung nakaraang taon.
Ay, talaga. It was a big surprise for me that I had a phone call from Canberra and, you know, they were telling me that I was, selected for to receive the Order of Australia Medal Award. And I even questioned them, what for? What I've done? Tapos, yun, sinabi nila sa akin na, you don't have to say anything about this. It's got to be, you know, announced on Australia Day. And then, this is the reason why we called you, because of your good work and, of course, what you did to the people of the Philippines.
Pero bago syempre kayo napili sa mga tatanggap ng OAM, aware ba kayo na merong nag-nominate para sa inyo?
Wala. Nobody. Nobody told me that, you know, he's gonna nominate me or, you know, he's planning to nominate me.
Mm-mm.
But the person who nominated me, I found it after that it was announced in the paper on Australia Day that he came where I work. He said to me, Rachel, don't be surprised. I was the one who nominated you. And his name is Graham Melvin. He's the best cyclist, actually. He won so many awards throughout Europe. And he attended my function, and he was so impressed what I did. He only attended once.
Mm.
And he made a comment, and he said, what your group done is amazing. He said, I was so impressed what the good work you done to your country. That's it. I never seen him for 2 years. And then that day, in Australia Day, he just called me and said, did you read the paper? Because it was advertised in the paper that I was one of the awardees.
Ayun, bakit nga ba na-awardan o binigyan ng gawad si Rachel Besant? Yan ay nagsimula.
Noong 2006, there was a big disaster in southern Leyte, Ginsa Ogun. There was a mudslide that thousands of people buried in the mud. And I remember that time when I was on my break at work, and I saw the children was buried in the mud. And I cried and cried and cried, and I said, how could I help these people? I really want to, even to talk about it, I still cry. Because it really parang apektuhan ako. It really affected me that they're so helpless and to lose everything, your loved ones. I spoke to a lot of survivors and I thought to myself, oh my God, what happened? What, you know? So what I did on that time, actually I approached the general manager on my company and I said, I really want to help these people. And then my manager said to me, oh, Rachel, what happened? You are so hysterical. And I said, look, you know, Mr. Teron, I said, my people are really in dire needs. I don't know how to help them.
Yeah.
So he told me, you better go to your doctor, get a Valium, and then when you get better, you come back. So I did. I did come back because I was, as I said, I was really afflicted by it. I was so hysterical. And then I sort of calmed down, and then he said to me, first we do is we call the Examiner. That's the newspaper here, local newspaper. And then we'll open an account, and then we tell them your story, how you want to help these people. So we did, and I raised $13,000 on that particular month. And then actually I contacted the mayor on that time, that was Mayor Yap. I said, look, I am Rachel Besant from Australia. You don't know me, but I feel for your city and the people that lost their homes and their loved ones. I'm coming to help you. So I did. I contacted the army, and then we all went there. I hired the biggest truck that I can think of.
Yeah.
And spend all the money and give it to the people. That I went to every single tent. I took some medicine, lots of stuff. I took food, a lot of food. And I spoke to everybody there, as I said. And then I went back again to Australia. I raised another money. I went back again and helped them. And since that, every single city that there's disaster, I went to help also Mount Pinatubo. Yeah, I went there and helped them. And then we have also in Ormoc City, when the flood,
mm-mm,
I helped that. And the floods of Ondoy, what is it, in Manila, is it?
Ondoy.
There's a flood, yeah. I helped them as well. And I, Tambales, I went there a few times. Oh, maybe 3 times. I shifted containers. I took to the local community. I said, look, I want to help my people. Do you have anything that you don't need that is still usable? So I took hospital beds, all the medical equipment, you know, clothes, toys, anything that I can get my hands on.
Mm-mm.
I shifted probably 14 containers in our country.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. So I've been to Bohol, Iligan, Dumaguete. I help different cities, and of course I always help Ormoc City.
Why Ormoc City is very special for you?
Because I was born and bred in Ormoc City. We had the earthquake there and the tsunami, of course. I helped big time in tsunami. I went to Tacloban and helped them.
The Yolanda, Typhoon
Yolanda.
Yeah,
the Yolanda, yeah. Mm. I helped them. And throughout Ormoc City, I help a lot of barangays and cities. Mm. So, you know, we traveled where all the disasters. So I have a fundraising this coming March, and we're heading to, we were planning to send 2 containers. So we will be in Manila, then we go to Cebu, and then we go to Davao.
Is that then, for children?
We mix though, whoever that needs help. Doesn't matter if it's children or old person or ladies or whatever.
Mm.
Whoever in that community that needs something. It could be hospital equipment. So we give like wheelchairs and walkers and hospital beds and, you know, medical supplies. So it doesn't matter. Sometimes we do have medical mission. I gave away medicine depending how much money I raise. So if I raise a lot, I spoil them.
Yes. So when did you found Filipino Needy Children's Fund, and how did it start?
Well, since we already, since I'm already helping, because before that 2006, I'm already helping, like sending boxes, balikbayan boxes. What I do before, I save maybe $50 a week out of my salary, and then I get balikbayan boxes, so I fill it up, and I ask my family, go to the poor, you know, doon ba sa bundok.
Mm-mm.
Sabi ko, we give them, you know, something to smile for. Because I know how it is sometimes when you don't have nothing. Tapos mayroong magbigay sa iyo, even just a little thing, it makes you smile. Naalaala ko noon nung maliit pa kami na paminsan mayroong mga NGO na nagbibigay ng bigas. Kaya doon kami nag-line up, tapos kahit 1 kilo lang, haba-haba ng pila, you get something ba na parang, oh, ang ganda naman nila, namimigay. Yan pa ang pangarap ko, sabi ko, kung ako talaga ang yayaman, yan talaga ang gagawin ko. But I never, you know, expected that baka alis ako sa bansa natin. Pero since that, nagawa ko yan na, yun, nagtutulong-tulong ako. Mula na nakatulong ako nung malaki, hanggang mayroon na talaga kaming, ano, needy children. There was a good friend of mine I took to the Philippines, and I invited him to just come and visit. Tapos ngayon, nakikita na niya nagtutulong ako. Then he said, okay, why don't you make it officially? Make a, you know, a charity with it. He started maybe about 7 years ago or something. That we did that. But since that, it just come up on what we do. And I always say, okay, this place need help, let's go. And I gathered few Australian, you wanna come with me? So they said, yeah, I'll come. So I take, dinadala ko sila, sabi ko, look, yung puntahan natin, mga mahirap, kaya you have to be prepared na yung buhay ninyo dito mayaman, pagdating nyo doon, ganoon ang tutulungan natin. So huwag kayong masyak. Paminsan, yung mga kasama ko, they will say, Rachel, it really did open my mind, my heart, that there are a lot of people that worse than, you know, yung nakikita natin dito sa ano natin. Talaga, we are living in a better off life, sabi ko. Kaya sabi ko talaga sa sarili ko, kung ako lang talaga mayroon bigyan ng pagkakataon ng Panginoon, I will help. And this is what I'm doing. And He's always there for me. Kasi ngayon lang, oh, example ha, nag-ano talaga ako na I want to, be, kasi ang aim ko, I have a feeding program for 3,000 kids.
Sa buong Pilipinas yan?
Oh, sa buong Pilipinas. Kaya nga sabi ko, may tumawag sa akin kanina, Rachel, guess what? I put some money for your feeding program. I will sponsor for 1,000. And I really cried because I said, oh my God, I just, how lovely of you to call me and just donated that mat for 1,000 children. So I covered my one feeding program and I just need about 3 more. Kasi gusto ko rin na mamigay doon, magpakain doon sa ano, sa yung mga affected area doon sa ano, yung volcano.
Tatanungin ko, recent na nangyari sa Pilipinas ang pagsabog ng Mount Taal o yung Bulkang Taal. Ano ang ginagawa ng Filipino Needy Children's Fund para makatulong o meron na bang naihatid na tulong ang inyong organisasyon?
Wala pa kasi I want to do it myself with my group.
Mm-mm.
Kung sa pera, madali lang ipasa mo yung pera. But it's better for me, I get the satisfaction if I do it myself with my group. Okay, ito bigyan natin kasi ito nangangailangan. Let's do it. Gusto ko na pagbalik ko dito sa Australia, when I come back and say, ay, you know, the money you gave, this is what I done to your money.
Ito ang mga natulungan.
Ito ang natulungan ko mga lugar. Kaya gusto ko na ako talaga mismo ang mga grupo namin. At the moment, I know there's a lot of NGO going there at the moment. Pero mag-fade away yan eh. So afterwards, siyempre, mainit pa. Marami talagang pupunta doon. Some of them, they just want, you know, yung instant na tulong. But I do it because I said, okay, let's, you know, I'm trying to gather my group. So there are a few people already coming with me. Actually, they told me, oh, let's go now. I said, no, because we need to be our safety as well because
yes.
We don't know. You know, ayoko naman kayong ma-stuck kayo doon. O nga, nagtutulong tayo sa mga tao. What happened to us? You know, it's my responsibility kung ano mangyari sa inyo. Let's wait if that place is safe enough for us to go over. But don't worry, I said, we will be there. So to organize to send a container is a big task.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, so I'm trying to gather the people now that coming with me. I've got a group now who's coming with me. Because it's not only Taal Volcano I'm helping. Remember, Davao, they have the earthquake victims as well. Yeah, so we're going there as well. And also in Cebu, because there was an area there that, well, they have Lindol quite some time ago. But sometimes, because the problem is so big, the government can't solve everything. I know they got so much, disaster na tutulungan nila. Hindi naman lahat na matulungan agad-agad, you know. So it's a slow process. So I said to them, let's do and plan it, you know, and
yeah.
That way we can help everybody, not all everybody. I mean, you know, some places, not only
na
one.
Na hindi naaabot ng karamihan.
Oo, nang hindi na, kasi kami talaga, pumupunta talaga kami sa bundok. We reached the, kami talaga ang ano, kahit pinapasaan pa namin yung mga dala-dala namin. We go for it. Kaya yun talaga na that's why some of my supporter here in Launceston where I come from, they really admire us because we do it one and one. Like we go there and do it, actually deliver it, and you know, and you got the feedback that okay, we're here.
So Rachel, so, nung natanggap mo yung pagkilala o yung parangal nung nakarang taon, how did it affect you? Lalo ka bang naging masigasig at nag for sige na makatulong pa ng lalo sa mga kababayan mo, lalo na sa mga bata sa Pilipinas?
Yes, for sure. I mean, it really did, you know, when I walked to the stage, my name was called out of, I think there was 250 guests, but it's only few of us was there. When I walked there and I'm only the Filipina, truly, it's an honor. I stood up there with my head high and I thought to myself, oh my God, thank you for giving me this opportunity. Yes, I am. Yes, I will. If my, Australian people will help me, and of course my pillow kababayan, why not?
Yeah.
Why not help, you know? They're there to help us. They're willing to help if they know where the stop is going. Australian, really, we as Australian, we are so generous people, very generous. No matter how big is the calamity or disaster, we always stand up strong. And we build. Look at the fire what we have here.
Yes, lalo dito sa New South Wales.
Yes, it's really big. By the way, I would also thank the people that supported us. I raised money for the fire victims, but I chose the animals. I got this lovely lady who a good friend of my daughter, and she collected all the animals that survived. Make her home as a pit, you know, all the animals come in, they look after her, yung nangabubuhay na mga animals.
Yung mga naapektuhan ng
sunog. Oo, mga koala. Inaano niya, yung inaalagaan niya, pinapakain niya. Tapos ngayon, siyempre kasi normal worker, yung sahod niya yung binibili niya ng mga ano, kasi sabi niya, yun lang ang matulong niya sa mga nabiktima. Ngayon, sabi ko sa kaibigan ko na si Martha Beard, sabi ko, Martha, why don't we do something for the fire victims? So, she asked me, which part we want to help? I said, let's go for the animals. And we did raise the money. So I thank also everybody for supporting us. So I'm so pleased that, we got money for that one as well.
And for sure, Rachel, yung pagtanggap mo ng award as OAM last year ay hindi naman yun ang katapusan ng mga ginagawa mo, hindi ba?
Hindi, no.
Mm-mm.
As long as I've got my good health and the support of the Australian people, I'll be there standing with my pride, not only because I got an award, pride to help the people and pride to be a good person to help the needy. Because we get the opportunity to help. It doesn't matter how small, how big, that you show that you care, that the people that really in need.
Pero bakit mahalaga na may pagkilala rin o merong recognition sa mga ginagawa ng bawat isa sa komunidad, lalo na ngayong Australia Day na may mga nasa ilang daan o ilang libo din ang kikilalanin na naman sa kanilang serbisyo sa komunidad. Bakit mahalaga?
I think it's just to give them a boost of their energy that, para bang, napakaganda pala ng feelings na sa paghihirap natin, lahat na paminsan wala tayong tulog, paminsan pira natin nagagamit, tapos lahat na mga paghihirap natin, na-recognize din.
Mm-mm.
Napakaganda. Napakaganda talaga. You cannot pay that by money, It's a good feeling and it's para bang binigyan kanila ng importansya na, ang ganda pala nito, despite of everything, walang-wala, no, ordinary lang na tao, nakatulong ng ganito, kalaki o kaliit. Napakaganda pakinggan. At saka, really, truly, it's really an honor to be recognized. Talaga, hindi mo ma-express. I still remember every single minute when I walk in that Parliament House and I thought to myself, wow, I'm special to be in this group of people. Alam mo ba yung mga kasama ko na katanggap ng award? They are lawyers.
Lawyers, tama. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Ang lalaki ng mga posisyon nila. And who am I? I'm only a normal, talagang from Ormoc City, well, I'm very proud. So talagang, ano talaga, I'm very proud talaga being a Filipino. Mm-hmm. And to be Ormocanon.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.